A piece entitled Jack, Jack, Kerouac, Kerouac. I guess I should point out to you, because I am proud of this, that this is almost one sentence. It's three sentences. I am leaving this dark rattan Orlan saran wrap wingtip apartment and going out on the road because my wife loves this whole decorator country club wicker basket demitasse wing back risotto kitty litter life and mindless warp of VCR numerals flashing 12 o'clock. And I do not love it. I love being bop, bop, bop at the wheel of a big old fishtail car screaming west out of this catatonic cocktail freak show scene and Modigliani women with American Express eyes and collagen hearts and pituitaries like shotgun shells. And I love to drive west to the westly plains of Nebraska night and the car shooting past on a long straight run, the grassy wind singing in the vents and a big pizza on the seat, pizza to go with extra magic mushrooms, this Bodhisattva Rambo pizza of the road. It was Rambo pizza. It was the pizza of the road to run free on the Walt Whitman Highway. And no moody woman, arms glaring and saying, "Do you know where you're going? Why don't you stop and ask for directions? Why don't you stop and ask? There's a gas station up ahead." As if there were no way without a map and no pleasure without a plan. Oh, Cynthia, one-time raving hipster moon maiden in angelic jersey who went over to that whole Goldman Sachs plaid jacket, Dacron, mannequin Pekingese, paprika scene. Oh, darling angel of desolation. You said you wished I would get my hair cut and buy a new suit, but did you ever say I wish you would live in reveries of pure ecstatic writing angel hair prose? No, you did not. And so I am looking for my car keys to escape to the highway, and they are not here in the kitchen, in the junk drawer, or the dish with the coins in it, or beside the telephone, or on the bedroom dresser, or bedside tables, or closet shelves, or in any of my jeans, my chinos, corduroys, dungarees, bell bottoms, peg tops, sweatpants, or in my jackets, Mackinaw, peacoat, parka, poncho, windbreaker. No car keys, only credit card receipts, loose coins, candy wrappers, combs. So I look in the couch in the sad, dark place behind the cushions. And on the bathroom counter, the buffet, the bureau, the lowboy and highboy, in the candy dish, in the tool chest, the refrigerator with its milk carton, ketchup, orange juice from concentrate, sad brown Judy Garland lettuce and half tomato, the bag of turnips, Worcestershire, Evian water, watermelon pickles. And finally, I stop and sit down and I pray, "God, give me my car key." And God says, "They're in your hand, Jack. The car keys, they're in your hand. Look in your hand, Jack. The car keys, they're in your hand." And I look in my hand, and yes, yes, God, the car keys are in my hand. They are right here in my hand, the keys to the car. They have been in my hand all along. I have always had the car keys in my hand. Here they are, here in my hand, the car keys in my hand.